Good evening, my friends. Thank you for joining us in this time of prayer and intercession. Let's take a moment to still our hearts, lay the burdens of this day at the feet of our Lord, and turn to Him in prayer. Etefana, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Hear these words of scripture from Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing. The reading for today is from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. The Jews demand signs, and the Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Can you imagine for a moment describing our faith to someone who knows exactly nothing about it? You might tell them that we worship a God we cannot see, and that we follow a man, a peasant from a country occupied by the Roman Empire, who died almost 2,000 years ago. A man who said that whoever comes first actually comes last, who said that a widow's coin was worth more than Bill Gates's bank balance, that when we are weak, then we are strong, and that all sins, even the worst, can be forgiven, who said, in fact, that sinners had a special place in his heart compared with good people. And then perhaps we could tell them that this man was tortured by the state and died at the hands of the religious people of the time, and that we remember his death by symbolically eating his body and drinking his blood. They'd think we were talking nonsense. In the eyes of the world, from the perspective of the values of this world, none of this makes sense at all. But, as Paul says so powerfully here, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Doesn't that take your breath away? We have been called, and so we see, we know something that the world cannot understand. What a gift we have been given to know Jesus, to call him Lord. And what a privilege to be called to live out the path he has set for us, and to know that one day he will call us home. And so let us pray. Lord, we pray for unbelievers everywhere. We pray for those who persecute your church. Lord, forgive them. May they see your face and be reconciled. We pray for those who are hungry for meaning in their lives. Reveal yourself to them, we pray. We pray for the skeptics and the cynics who are afraid to see your glory and your love. Soften their hearts to receive your glory, your love. We hold before you now those people who we love, who do not know you. Lord, we pray with passionate hearts that they will come home to you. Lord, we pray for the homeless. We pray for those who are hungry. We pray especially tonight for refugees who have nowhere to go, for desperate families searching for a home. We pray for parents who are not able to keep their children safe. We pray for children who have been separated from their families. We pray for those in refugee camps throughout the world, especially at this time of the pandemic. Lord, our hearts break for the dispossessed and the lost. These situations seem impossible for anyone to solve, but nothing is impossible for you. We pray that nations will open their hearts and minds and resources to find a way to welcome the dispossessed into their communities. We pray that your church will be instrumental in creating a world of compassion for those who are lost. And Lord, we pray for ourselves. We are so blessed, so humbled by your love and your goodness to us and the richness of our lives. We thank you that your right hand and your holy arm have worked salvation for us. What can we do in your service to those who are in need? Speak to each of us in our deepest hearts and equip us for your work in the world. We praise you, Lord, that you have revealed yourself to us, and we glorify your name now and in the time to come. Praise and glory to God, now and forever. Amen. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in, using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I was thinking today about what a blessing it is to share scripture with you each day. In the last 3 days, we've read three very different scriptures, but I think they all lead to one thing, to the unbelievable truth that the God who created all things loves us and calls us to his service, and then to praising him in wonder. I feel very blessed to be spending this time with you. May you rest well tonight, and I look forward to praying with you again tomorrow night. Ka kite anō. God bless.